their coach says in team drills that didn't look like miles?
Oh, yeah, I think so. There was one time we just came right off the edge, dusted the tackle, and it would have been a sack if we were allowed to touch quarterbacks in practice. And, I mean, the whole offensive line was kind of giving him a little stick because, oh, Miles is out here saying stuff because it's his first time back. He's been missing. But, yeah, he looks good.
Joe, how big a loss is Eifert for the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great tight end, a great competitor. I mean, as another competitor, you always want to go up against the other team's best. And he's going to be missed by those guys. But I'm sure I know they have other tight ends who are capable and will step up and play in that spot. Yeah, I think they can. They carry a couple tight ends. I think the other guys have good skill sets as well. So, I mean, I don't know their game plan, but I'd imagine they'd try to use those guys.
Do you guys prepare for a heavy dose of Nixon now, or do you not know where the
Will come from? No, you don't really know, I think, because they got that three-headed attack. And they used Mixon a lot last week. So we're prepared for all three of the guys as all three of the guys will be the main one. They all have different strengths from Hill to Mixon to Bernard. So you just kind of have to know who's in the game and then adjust yourself accordingly.
What stands out about Mixon?
I think he's just a good all-around back. He can run out of the backfield. He can catch. He can run between the tackles. He makes people miss. So you have to really be behind your shoulder pads when you come to take him down. You saw people bounce off him last week against Green Bay when they just arm tackling and stuff. So I think he's a very good all-around back.
They keep him on third down?
What?
Did they keep him on the field on third down?
Yeah, he was on the field some. Bernard's also on the field a lot in third downs. So, like, those two guys, I think Bernard's a little more quick, a little more change of pace kind of guy, quick twitch, but they're both really good out of the backfield. I think Bernard is in there a lot for pass pro, too. He's a good guy with that.
When you guys didn't have Jamie last week, how do you think that showed up in the game?
I think, obviously, you miss a guy like Jamie with what he can bring to the field with athleticism, and just he's played in the league a long time, so he sees things and he kind of knows what offense they're trying to do. But I also think James Burge has stepped up and played a really good game as well in that spot, played physical, did his job, and was able to step up for Jamie. Yeah, definitely. They definitely have their ups and downs, but I think he's an athletic guy. I think more athletic than people give him credit for, and he's got NFL arm strength. He can make all the throws. It's just if you can get pressure, like all quarterbacks in the league, if you can get pressure in his face right now, they're going to make hurried decisions, and they're more likely to throw the ball into our hands. So I think the game plan would be just to get in his face, get as much pressure as possible, and make him rush some throws. Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, every week you have your certain game plans for how you're going to attack opposing offenses, and I think we've got a good game plan in for the Bengals, and we're looking forward to showing on Sunday.
Anything final? Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.